Thank you. I'm Sandra Suter, and you're listening to Native Voice One with Brett Mady.
So long ago, you came to the land. My called you there. You did not understand. You tried to change my life to your own. 500 years, I need to know the honor gone. So long. Tried to help your kin. My learning there, I showed the humble way. You tried to see, but held by the tales. 500 years, we long to know the memory.
Dear
of our life. 500 years, I long to know my ways and rights. So long ago is the 500 years. My learning there, I showed the humble way. Don't let me down, let us try again. 500 years, the honor there, don't let it fade.
Dear Jen.
You're listening to Gyno, and I'm Brett Mabey. Today I'm joined on the line with Daryl Bernard, one of the sons of Member 2, and we're discussing the Wamanagak, the People of the Dawn release that was recently, in February of 2025, re-released on the Smithsonian Folkways label. We've been having a fascinating discussion about the importance of this seminal album, its role in language and cultural revitalization efforts in Member 2. And we only have a little bit of time left to chat right now. Daryl, I can only imagine that at this point, 30 years on from the original recording, It's got to give you a great sense of satisfaction to look back on all these years and to see the amount of progress that has been made in helping to bring the community back together in a traditional way.
Yes. I feel that we've accomplished what we were asked to do in 1992. We brought back traditional music to our community. And, you know, there were so many young men and women that have been brought up at the drum over those 33 years, you know, that some of them are grandparents now, some of them are gone to the spirit world. And, you know, every one of them have meant a great deal to me. And, you know, I feel very connected to every single one of the people that have been involved in the Sons of Member 2. You know, we have 14 at one point. We're taking them around, and most of them were kids. But, I mean, you know, we traveled around playing different places, different powwows and gatherings and, you know, festivals all over the world now. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's been very satisfying to, you know, bring back as much as we have. And, you know, there's still a lot of culture that still needs to be brought back, and there's still a lot of language that still needs to be taught. And, you know, I think it's an important step, and I'm quite happy with what we've accomplished.
No. Before talking about the last song that we'll be getting into, I was wondering, two questions. A, are the Sons of Member 2 planning to record anything else here in the near future? If it's top secret, you can say that too.
Okay, it's top secret.
Okay.
Top secret.
I won't tell anybody. I won't pry.
It will be a great surprise. It will be a great surprise.
All right, we'll leave it at that then. Daryl, one last thing, and this is particularly a personal curiosity. The last song that we're going to kick off this set with is Guanaday. It's my understanding that it's a song historically sung from boats when passing through Ganyangehot territory, Mohawk territory, yeah? I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about this one. I'm fascinated.
Well, as you know, we, the Mi'kmaq and the Wabanaki Confederacy, we were at war with the English for, I think, 105 years. And their allies, of course, were the Mohawk, the big Confederacy. And we had developed a great peace, you know, when we had finally settle down to a place where we're at in peace and friendship. And the stories that I've heard about this Guanaday is that when we'd come into the Mohawk territory, we would sing this song so that they would know that we are coming in peace, and that the song had a connection. We would sing one part of it, and there was a response to that in Mohawk.
Mm.
And it was a song of peace and friendship. We call it a feast song because, as you know, everything we do has a feast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful song, and the poetry that's in this song, to me, talks about our cultural revival, and not just, you know, Member 2's cultural revival, but our cultural revival across Turtle Island. Hmm. And I think it's appropriate.
It quite literally puts us all in the same boat, pardon the pun, you know. And I'm
yeah.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to develop this friendship with you today. And I hope this is certainly not the last conversation that we'll have. I'd like to dive deeper in the Wabanakig here in the near future. And it's been such an incredible honor to introduce listeners to the Sons of Member 2 release. For more information, you can find things on the Smithsonian Folkways website. It's Wabanakig, the People of the Dawn. Thank you so much for spending some time with me here today, Daryl.
All right, bye.
Quando dehe, quando dana hee. Gyno is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwenda Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.